阅读、科技、旅行，
生活可以很大，对话设计、学习，思考不嫌太多。这里是 iTunes 获奖播客《狗熊有话说》，一听就停不下来的哦。
Hello， 您好，您正在收听的是《狗熊有话说》（Bear Talk）， 一个关于设计、科技、阅读与个人成长主题的中英双语播客。我是大狗熊 Bear， 一位生活在新西兰的用户体验设计师。这期节目呢，使用英文为默认语言。如果您感兴趣的话，请继续往下收听。如果您更想收听中文的节目，请保持关注狗熊有话说的播客更新，会有更多精彩的中文节目持续进行更新。本期节目呢，在大狗熊的另一档专门针对英文听众的频道 Bear Academy 首发。如果您对设计、职场、效率提升等主题的英文内容感兴趣，不妨订阅我的播客 Bear Academy， 或是关注我的 YouTube 频道 Bear Talk。播客呢，可以在苹果的 Podcasts 或是 Spotify 搜索订阅，视频呢，可以在 YouTube 搜索 Bear Talk 或者是 Bear Academy 就可以订阅了。我的 YouTube 频道有中文和英文两个账号，分别发布中文和英文不同的视频内容，如果您感兴趣的话，不妨两个账号同时关注。感谢您的收听，请继续。
Since I'm doing UX design for a while, people started to ask me a question, a very common question. Hey, Bear, I'm a graphic designer and I want to become a UX designer. What are the challenges or the barriers, the blockers that keep me away from this UX design job? And in this video, I'm going to share one biggest barrier actually is the mindset, which blocks you from becoming a UX designer. Keep watching. Welcome to my channel. I'm Bear, a UX designer who lives and works in Auckland, New Zealand.I think a lot of people who worked in the traditional design industry probably very familiar with this process. You, as a graphic designer, get briefed about some design task, and then you started to work on it, fully focus on it, and carefully iterated some different drafts, and then waiting for the right moment to present to the creative director.Who actually is the emperor of your office, of your company? And he or she just say, yeah, it works, or no, it doesn't work. And then it could make your day or just ruined your day. So this is a really typical process if you work in the traditional design industry. This guy, the director,the creative director or the art director, he or she has the power to say no or to approve a project. So if you are familiar with this process, it's actually could be a fixed mindset for you that if you're workingif you get used to this workflow, you're looking for someone can really make the decision of things, how things work. And most of the time is based on his or her personal experience. That's already better. The worst scenario is based on his or her personal opinions. I think it'sactually a typical fixed mindset. What I mean fixed is the understanding or people's understanding about the project seems fixed. The opportunity of grow, if you can grow as a designer in the team, is fixed. The outcome seems also fixed. The resource seems fixed. So it seems everything is fixed. Even the opportunity to present your work is fixed. You only got one shot or two shots to present your work. So that's why I'm thinking it is a fixed mindset. So it more feels like if you're working in that scenario, it's like playing poker game. You got assigned 10 cards and then you need to utilize those cards for the best game you can play. So it's just by organizing your resource and take the best opportunity to take the shot. So this mindset, I'm calling it the fixed mindset for UX design, for designer. But the UX design process is not like that. It's not a poker game. If you want to make a game, take a game for example, I would like to call it like a SLG game, a strategy game, more like Age of Empires or StarCraft or other typical games. At the beginning, you don't know the environment, so you need to explore it. You need to look for available resource and then explore the map. Turn on the map. Before, it's just covered with myth. So this is typical as a UX designer is doing. We as a UX designer, it's more like we are exploring what could be the available resource we can use. Who has those knowledge and dig those knowledge out of his mind, out of his brain. Yeah, make it available for everyone. And also, what is the pros and cons for different solutions? So you need to explore it. I think it's more like a growing process. So that's why I think it's a growth mindset that's very important for UX designer. And as a UX designer, you know, it's okay to say, sorry, I don't know at this stage, but let's figure it out together. So this should be the mindset for you, the right mindset for you to work as a designer. You are okay to say, no, I don't know. And I don't have enough information to make the judgment. I can't tell you right now, but I believe the process we are using can guide us to the right solution. Yep. So it's a growth mindset journey. And on the contrary, is the fixed mindset. So if you have those, if you have this growth mindset, I think you have the quality to become a UX designer. But if you get used to those traditional design process, you're dictated by someone and your value or your outcome is decided by other people, by someone's opinion, and yeah, probably UX design is not the right job for you. And if you feel more interested in growth mindset, fixed mindset, I think you can read the book Mindset by Dr. Carol Dweck. She briefed these two concepts in details, and it's definitely can help you to make the right decision and to know what is the right process to grow. Right. So I think, yeah, this probably you might see I record this video in a car and I don't have a right script. So sorry about the quality, but if you feel the things I mentioned in this video is helpful for you, please hit the like button or subscribe this video. And I'm trying to make a better video in the next time, I guarantee, not sitting in the car. Right, thanks for watching and hope you like it. If you do, please keep subscribe my channel, and I will see you in the next video. Bye.
您正在收听的是狗熊有话说 Bear Talk， 一个关于设计、科技、阅读与个人成长的中英双语播客。您的推荐与分享是我继续制作节目的最佳动力，请您在收听节目的平台呢，通过评论留下您的观点，或者是给节目点赞。如果碰到您喜欢的某期节目，请在自己熟悉的社交网络发布分享，或者是向朋友推荐。我的网站呢是 beartalking.com， 这期播客的所有详细信息呢可以在 voice.beartalking.com 进行查询。也希望您能订阅我的 YouTube 频道或者是微信公众号，搜索狗熊有话说五个汉字，狗熊有话说即可以找到。谢谢。